you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, as we said, they fell to the Giants in Game 2 of this quick three-game series. They're going to play this afternoon. That's why we're off the air at 1:30 and handing things off to Vern then for his On Deck show as the Royals take on the Giants. And look, the offense and close games and the pitching, it really is, as you joked about to start the show, it really is kind of the same thing every single night with this baseball team at this point in time. They also gave up a free out or two on the base pass, although at least this one was an aggressive steal attempt. For Mikel, it wasn't just, to me, bad base running, but still, you're giving up too many outs still on the base paths. And then there was a moment last night, I know it's happened a couple times, Salvador Perez, I think it was his second time up, maybe.
When he was up 2-0? Or which
it was 1-1 count.
Okay. There's a different at bat that annoyed me.
1-1 count, 90 mile per hour, just up in the zone a little bit, but middle of the zone up, and just completely whiffed. I'm like, if he's not connecting on those at this point, that's a sign that I think, you know, it's one thing if he's chasing. He's always chased. That's been part of his game.
Yeah, that is what it is.
When you're starting to not see the ball well in the zone, that's where I start to get a little more concerned about old Father Time.
You know what it was? As I was watching the game last night, and I hadn't realized the exact date, but I was watching the game last night, and I was like, you know what the Royals need, Gold? They just need, you know, a multi-run home run. And I was just like, they got the least amount of baseball. I don't know if you know this. They've got like six or seven of those this year. The next lowest team has more than double than that. So like just a multi-run home run. And I saw Salvador Perez come up to the dish a couple of times. You know, no big deal. A couple of runs. You're like, yeah. Why don't you just slug one out of the park? And I was like, when is the last time Salvador Perez hit a home run? And then when I go to look it up, I find out it's April 13th. April 13th, Gold? It's been 5 weeks since Salvador Perez hit a home run? 5 weeks? That's bleak, man. That does concern me. He's always had some amount of power. The swing and miss stuff. So there was an at-bat last night that frustrates you for the normal reasons. He was up 2-0, and then he swung at three straight pitches outside the zone. Okay, well, I don't know, man. Gold, same as you. That's kind of Salvador Perez. I'll take the good with the bad. Sometimes he swings at some pitches outside the zone. It is what it is. But he also usually, occasionally, hits a ball that's a foot outside the zone over the fence every once in a while, or does those kinds of things. And a lot of the way I'm starting to look at the lineup, and I don't know that they're at these decision points yet, but like Drew Waters was, they were better offensively, Gold, when Drew Waters came up instead of what they were doing offensively before, when they sent down MJ Melendez and brought him up. So at what point are anybody hitting in AAA a better option than the guy who's hitting the big league level? Because at some point, you got to make modicum differences in your offense. Because one more run a game, Gold, could very well end up leading to wins. That's all the Royals need right now. They're losing 3-2 when they lose. One more run the game might be the difference between winning or losing for this team. So, I don't know. Runners in scoring position, Salvi not hitting a homer, multi-run home runs. It does feel like Groundhog Day. Every Royals game feels the same.
Yeah, and so today they're going to play this afternoon, as we said, in San Francisco at Oracle Park. And we were wondering just how they were going to approach to today's game, knowing with the pitching issues, in terms of injuries, I should say. Pitching's been great, but just in terms of injuries and availability with a couple starters on the IL, and how quickly would they be willing to go back to Noah Cameron, or would there be some other options that they would potentially pursue? We now know the answer to that, by the way. It's going to be Daniel Lynch. Daniel Lynch will be starting today
for
the
like
Royals.
Three or four
so, yeah, I mean, just, I mean, based on him being a bullpen guy for a while now at this point, you're probably not getting five innings out of him.
No.
You're probably going to ask him to pitch
60
three.
60 pitches?
Yeah, get you three.
50 pitches.
If he's really efficient, he could pitch into the fourth maybe, but you're probably saying, get us three innings, and then we'll hand it over to the rest of the bullpen. It'll be a bullpen game. But this makes sense. You don't have to worry about calling somebody else up just for one start, especially after hearing that Reagans and Lugo hopefully are only going to be out for their given IL stints, not extended past that.
Got to do this one more time.
So you do it one more time, and then this way you're not risking any injury with Noah Cameron by having him come back quicker. You have him on normal rest. He'll pitch Friday, Thursday, whatever it would be.
Yeah,
they're not off tomorrow, are they? I think
they are off tomorrow.
They are off. Then they play Minnesota. So then you get him on normal rest, and that way you're not pushing the issue there. So Daniel Lynch, 2:45 first pitch.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.